I am Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Sports in baseball. There were a few games canceled yesterday, including Richland Center at Mauston in baseball and softball, and Ithaca and Waseca Steuben. That'll be made up as part of a doubleheader on May 21st at Waseca. Riverdale played. The Riverdale varsity baseball team raised their record to 2-0 with a well-played 6-1 win over the DeSoto Pirates. DeSoto came into the game rated second in the state in Division 4. The Chieftains received an excellent pitching performance from Ethan Cagle, who would go 6 2/3 innings to pick up the win, striking out 11. Offensively, Ethan would go 2-4 with an RBI, while Eli Campbell would go 2-3. Bevan Dennis, Henry Drone, and Landon Kenyon would also drive in runs for the Chieftains, who will travel to Fenimore to open up SWAL play today, getting underway at 4:30. The River Valley baseball team picked up a 7-6 win over Fenimore. And also in baseball last night, Barneveld to win against Weston, 11-1. For Weston, Isaac Jennings, 1-2. William Johnsrud and Gavin Cast were also 1-2. Gavin had a double. Pitching-wise, Isaac Jennings, an inning and a third, no hits, no runs, one walk, and two strikeouts. Trevor Westfall, one inning worked, four hits, three earned runs. Eli Jennings, one inning, two hits, two earned runs, and two walks, along with two strikeouts. And Gavin Cast threw an inning and two-thirds, giving up three hits, five earned runs, one walk, and two strikeouts. Trevor taking the loss in last night's game. So with two conference games this week, they held their pitchers to under 30 pitches, able to get them a chance for a lot of playing time and get a lot of players into the game in the contest last night. Weston with an early season loss to Barneveld. And in softball, River Valley softball team lost to McFarland 13-6. There is golf action today. The Richland Center golf team slated for a match at Lake Wisconsin Country Club. And the Richland Center soccer girls will be opening up Southwest Conference play with a matchup at Galena. Varsity only, and it gets underway at 5 o'clock. For Ithaca today, Ithaca Weston Track will be doing battle, and they'll be at North Crawford for a multiple school invite. Ithaca Weston softball will play Viroqua in JV play today. And it's also varsity action for Ithaca's baseball team as they'll be taking on Potosi. Riverdale baseball and softball, as mentioned, the Chieftains will be at Fenimore in baseball, and also they'll be taking on DeSoto in softball at Stoddard Elementary, getting underway today at 5. River Valley's baseball and softball teams will again be in action. The Blackhawk baseball team at Lakeside Lutheran. River Valley softball team will take on Cuba City. That's a check of some local and area sports and the schedule for today. Major Bowling League action, week 31 of 32. The top series, New York Life had a 36-42. Second best, Lonesome Dove Tavern with a 36-33. Cardinal CG, a 35-21. Top game, New York Life, 12-68. Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 12-43. Cardinal CG, 11-99. Top series, Todd Gruber, 115 over average with a 7-57. Corey Swanson, 119 over average with a 668, and Corey Davis had a 660 series. Top game, Todd Gruber, a 279, Ron Swigum, a 255, Corey Davis, a 253. Other highlights, Malachi Fretz bowled a 624, 105 over average, Darren Schweinefuss with a 619, 91 over average. End of the fourth quarter, champion team was Richland Family Restaurant. They won by a very narrow margin of 1.5 points against Vanity Fur Grooming. Members of the Richland Family Restaurant team are Ron Cooey, Bill Lenhart III, Fred Kepler, Lenny Lewis, and Randy Pauls. Next week, the four teams that won a quarter will match up for the league championship of the Major Bowling League. Well, the Brewers had to come from behind twice to claim an 8-6 win at Boston last night. Garrett Mitchell broke a 5-5 tie in the eighth inning with a two-out single. Also last night, Aaron Ashby got the win in relief. And Christian Yelich had three hits.
It was a toughness win from the guys. You know, we got down early. It's cold out there. We got a short pen, and we just found a way to win. We're willing to grind with anybody, and, you know, just really proud of the guys for stepping up and just finding a way there. You know, and just, you know, willing it.
Wilson Contreras was on base five times. Brewer pitcher Brandon Woodruff talked about Wilson and his threats about people trying to hit him.
Yeah, I mean, we've been through that. What, this is 9 years for me, and it seems like every year. Just he's trying to play a game, and he's trying to get his side fired up, which is fine. But once I knew what was going on, I wasn't going to let it affect me on the mound. I knew I had a job to do.
And Wilson Contreras said it himself. He doesn't like to get hit.
It's not just a hit by pitch. That's the 24th time that they hit me in my career, 24th. And that's the sixth time they hit me. And they always say, I'm not trying to hit you. That get old. So next time they hit me again, I'm going to take one of them out. That's what happened. That's a message.
Look out. Jacob Mizrowski is scheduled to start tonight's second game of the series. Tampa Bay was a 6-4 winner against the Cubs. Also the Dodgers, 14-2 over Toronto. Colorado 9, Houston 7, the Angels 6, Atlanta 2. In the National League, Cincinnati 2, Miami nothing, San Diego 5-0 over Pittsburgh. It was Washington 9, St. Louis 6, Philadelphia 6-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Kansas City 4, Cleveland 2, Baltimore 2-1 over the White Sox, Minnesota beat Detroit 7-3, Texas 2-1 over Seattle. Well, it's the Frozen Four coming up for the Badger hockey team this weekend. Coach Mike Hastings talked about preparations.
At the end of the day, it's us going and trying to focus on what we need to focus on while we're still taking in the experience of what it is to be in this. The biggest point is trying to tune out what I'd say is just some noise that we don't get a control. Give it the respect that it deserves, but stay focused on what this group has done of staying on their dailies consistently, and they've been rewarded when they do.
College basketball championship won last night by Michigan, representing the Big Ten, 69-63 over UConn. The Packers are set to be one of eight teams wearing the so-called rivalries alternate uniforms during the 26th NFL season. Team president Ed Policy teased the upcoming announcement, saying those unis will represent the team owners and Lambeau Field. He didn't offer details. PackersWire.com reports those uniforms will stay in rotation for the next three seasons. Also, a commitment from a four-star running back prospect, Kingston Allen, has boosted Wisconsin's football recruiting class of 2027 into the top 10 nationally. BadgerWire.com reports that it's been a big week for head coach Luke Fickell and his staff. The Badgers nosed into the top 15 recruiting classes earlier, according to 24/7 Sports, when they got commits from Hunter and Reese Mallinger. Wisconsin has landed all eight in-state players targeted so far this half season. I am Phil Nee. That is an update on sports.